This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
And David in Illinois is with us. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Really well. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, I thought you weren't taking calls no more. So
No, not true. The only thing... Okay. What I said on the air that we get a lot of phone calls here at the farm, and I'm overwhelmed with things that I'm doing, and it's very, very difficult for us to take phone calls at the farm. And so, like, if I'm under a vehicle and I'm, you know, struggling with a transmission or a clutch or a differential or, you know, putting control arms on or taking them off, and I'm holding something up and the phone rings, it's extremely difficult for me to get to the phone. And, so I can't take many calls at the farm, you know, during working hours, which, believe it or not, is sunrise to sunset.
We got farmers here, too. So, yeah, I already know how I wouldn't call you at home unless it was something that I really wanted to discuss with you. I wouldn't bother
you for that. Class, if you're interested in calling me at home, the time to do that would be, let's say, 7 p.m., maybe 7 to 8 p.m., that would probably be the best window, because we're up early in the morning, before daylight, and we're working until after dark, 7 days a week. And so we have customers, we are talking with customers, we're fixing equipment, we're working on our farm, we're taking care of the animals, it's a full-time job. And then I, you know, part-time I do radio, right? So it's really, really busy. David, it's so busy that I connect to Genesis Communications Network about 30 seconds before I hear Vincent Fennelli. Seriously.
And, I understand.
That's what it's about. And it's not... And for calls on air, if they are germane to the topic that the instructor is teaching in class, that is fine. Okay? What I was saying has mostly to do with... calls at the farm. But Rich Sheban doesn't take calls because he has so much information. And by the way, he'll be back in a couple of weeks. He's killed his 10th moose, and he's really proud of it. And I think that's all the moose he plans on killing in his lifetime. I think like one a year for 10 years or so, something like that. So he'll be back in a couple of weeks. But David, I know you called for a reason.
And Gwen, I tried to write you several times, and I ain't getting nothing back either. So I just assume you didn't want to hear from me. So, but if you want me to write you, I will.
No,
but
it's not that, David. We get our emails messed with by somebody.
Yeah. But I'll write you back.
Fusion, maybe.
I'll write back.
Vincent and I have this problem as well.
Right.
You know, David, Bert called me and he said, I can't believe it. I'm being messed with, you know, when I call in. It's like, really? It's common here. We get knocked off the air. Our phone, literally, this is very hard to believe, class, but it's absolutely positively true. Your government, headed by Joseph Biden, His Federal Communications Commission decided that they were going to take unused phone numbers from companies that had them, You know, companies would be allocated the telephone numbers, and they would disperse them as they got customers. So there were blocks and blocks of phone numbers. And Joe Biden and company stole them. Stole them from small telephone companies, including ours, Brightstar, or Brightspeed, I should say, Brightspeed. And they took a block of phone numbers, including ours, and including the phone number, the landlines I'm talking about, from the telephone office, from the central office. They even took that number. And so the guys who were working to repair the phone lines that would go into the, you know, that brick building with the switches in it and the routers and all that, they couldn't make outbound phone calls. And we couldn't make them for 6 months, starting January 1, for a period of 6 months. And I complained and complained, and they kept giving me credits and credits and credits because we couldn't make phone calls. And our phone didn't ring. Some of the time, but not all the time. And our emails were messed with. So I got credits for all of the payments, but I still couldn't use the phone. And I was not going to give up on the landline. So literally these blocks were stolen by the federal government and put into a pool for people who wanted new cell phone numbers. So they took telephone numbers and gave them to the companies like the cell phone companies. And the pool was called DNO, which stands for Do Not Originate. So I could pick up the phone, and I would have a dial tone, but I could not originate a phone call. So, you know, people wouldn't, when I'd say, I can't call you, they'd say, no, how's that possible? How's that possible? So I'd get an email sometimes. How come you don't answer your phone? Or how come you never call me back? Oh, God, I can't. So I had to get Magic Jack. Magic Jack's about $40, maybe $50 if you want the actual device. And you plug it into your Ethernet cable, and now you have a telephone line. So as an emergency, I have a Magic Jack. And that's how I had to solve the problem with making phone calls, because I was absolutely unwilling to give up our landline, because landline could be the most reliable telecommunications medium we have, like 99.9997 uptime, until they mess with it. And that's your government messing around. They just can't leave anything alone. They can't leave fuel economy alone. They can't leave gasoline and diesel-powered cars alone. They can't leave anything alone. They can't even leave the tax code alone for a whole year. They got to change it for next year. It's been going on for decades. Everything they touch, they break. Everything. Including the sky. Including railroads. Including the roads. Including road signs. Including the tax code. Including farms and water. There's nothing that they leave untouched, and there's nothing they don't break. David, I'm sorry. Back to you.
The housing situation. I pay attention to a lot of what's going on in Australia. I find it interesting. But I see you guys have the housing crisis there, too, as well as fires and apparently fire ants and all kinds of nonsense. But we have it's going to get a lot worse. I know friends up in the city that are they're finding 25, 30 people that are these immigrants that are here, and they ain't got nowhere for them. And any new housing they're being built, their plant being built, they're taking them. And I told friends they're going to start taking them to the southern areas of the city from the black community. Now, those people built that community up by themselves, okay? They raised the money to do it, and they just figured they're going to take it. So now you got a potential, because they're all banding together now, you got a potential major situation going to happen here, because they're not going to sit by idly and take it. And it's just going to get worse.
David, are you saying that the blacks are going to band together and not allow their properties to be taken? Good for them. Good for them.
And
the whites should band with them, because that's what I did. Mm-hmm. In Virginia, when Allied Waste tried to put a dump on top of an aquifer in a black village, I became the point of the spear to fight for everybody. including the blacks who they wanted to poison their water supply. And you know what? We beat them. We beat Allied Waste. And there's only two counties in the entire country that prevailed fighting a dump coming to the county. Only two. And ours was one of them. It was a nasty fight. And you know, now if you look at Benjamin Netanyahu, you learn, there's a, you know, it's a lot faster way of fighting. Okay? And what he's doing is he's trying to kill his opponents. That's a lot faster, but it's way more destructive. But we don't fight like that. We try to fight above board. We don't go and kill people because we disagree with them. But government does, and they kill with immunity and impunity. Back to you.
What's interesting about this, when they found out, I seen these neighborhoods, which is a rare thing to do as a white individual, and they were bad. And they knew the politicians were taking from. So for them to put together and raise money and fundraise and build parks up and everything by themselves, but from my information is they're taking their homes, they're trying to kick seniors out any way they can. Everybody, and at first they were, okay, well, they have a right to come here, but see, they'll never bring them to our neighborhood. Who wants our neighborhoods? You know, we have to do everything for ourselves. Well, but the thing is they're telling me now the crime, the prostitution, the drugs, you can't even walk down the street, and it's getting that bad. And now I've seen where they're all the way going past, I don't know if you've been up by, know where Joliet is, they're going all the way past there to take from them people, and they're not even asking them, they're just taking their community buildings, their store, their schools, everything. They're saying we have to take this because it's not suitable, or we don't have the money for your children to go to school. Oh no, they're closing in, giving it to these people, for all these people. And it's one thing if you come here illegally, you had a process in mind. But one of the representatives, I just seen a report yesterday, when looking into this, they found out there was billions of dollars being allocated for the black community, and instead, it's going to all these people. And you should see the amount. I can't verify the amounts they're paying for the support for these people per person, per month. And I'm like, I would love to have half that a year. A year.
David,
and we're talking about a month.
In the United States of America, there were race riots in the 1960s. Somewhere around 1963, 64, 65, and in Chicago in 1966, major cities. And this was the blacks rioting for equal rights. And what happened was there were some houses that were burned, there were some storefronts and buildings that were burned in the cities. And the whites did not want that to happen in their neighborhood. So I talked to some people who lived through that. I was alive during that time. I was pretty young. And what they did was they literally were on the rooftops of city, like row houses, with rifles, hunting rifles. And these were the residents of those neighborhoods in the cities. They literally had high-powered hunting rifles, 30 caliber rifles, and they were going to take out anyone who was going to set fire to their village. That's what happened in 1963, 64, 65, and 66. I know because I talked firsthand with one of the guys with one of those rifles many years ago, decades ago. And I can see this is going to happen again. I can see this. Not that I'm advocating it. I'm not advocating it. But I can see how this can easily turn into this as this progresses. We'll be right back.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David with us in Illinois, and Chris is with us in Florida. Chris will be with you in a few minutes. David, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, some of these numbers, just to take care of these individuals, the numbers that they were given was like $9,000 per person just for their expenses. Just for their expenses. Well, you as an American citizen and me, just think, hey, if you're lucky and you get close to $2,000 a month, you're talking, that's only like 22-23% of that a month where they're getting all that. That's not including everybody to support them. They're making whole living wages comfortable a month. But you're taking from these people, and I was amazed that they put that and been rebuilding them parts of the city by their own hard work. And I was impressed to hear and be able to see what they've done with those locations. And to just not even ask just to take it from them, they were all banding together. It's going to get rough.
So we are Americans, right? We are Americans.
Yeah,
we're talking about Americans building housing in America, right? The people who are coming here, invading us, are not Americans, right?
No.
That's how I understand it. I may be confused, but I don't think they're Americans invading America.
No. I don't have a problem if they go through the legal process, but that's not what they're doing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You can debate
on
how many or whoever to bring here.
Mrs. Finelli said the most amazing thing several days ago. She said, since when have we had rule by executive order? Over and over and over. Executive orders were for emergencies. Now it's just a standard mode of operation. Executive order. Want to fix something? President just usurps authority? and writes an executive order. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. That I thought that's why we had Congress, to make sure that kind of thing didn't happen. David, we've got Chris in Florida. Anything else you'd like to share?
I'll tell you one other quick thing real quick before you go.
Sure.
You're a pretty smart guy, but remember, don't hug a bear, especially a baby bear, okay? Do you believe they got to tell somebody that? I'll let you go.
Well, you just put an exclamation point stamp on the GDP, right? That's what they are. They're the GDP. Unbelievable.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you, David. Thank you so much. That's David in Illinois. Chris in Florida, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Good morning. Hey, I'm calling about Biden, or is it Biden, really? Is it the imposter that we have in now with a patched earlobe, in contrast with the one with a detached earlobe who made the statements about Israel? And there's a compilation online on YouTube entitled Joe Biden's Long History of Pro-Israel Statements, where, as a senator, he makes them. And the underlying point, though, is that when we have an imposter in office, or a puppet anyway, as they all are, but an obvious imposter, well, why aren't foreign leaders bringing up this point? I mean, you know, marching into armed conflicts, you'd think that they would say, no, we want to deal with a real Joe Biden. So the underlying point is just to still keep getting prepared, take care of your health and your family and your community, and you know, take care of health personally, economically, ecologically. But this one statement, if I could play it if you like, or tell you.
I'd rather you didn't. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, he just says that if there were not in Israel, let me see here. It's the best. First off, he said is the best $3 billion investment we make, and were there not in Israel, the United States of America would have to invent in Israel to protect her interests in the region. And he also made that in that video I mentioned, entitled Joe Biden's Long History of Pro-Israel Statements. He makes
so
that
similar statement as well another time. Have you read where he said, and have you seen the videos of where he said he's a Zionist? Have you seen
that? Yes, that's included in this compilation, yes.
Yeah. Chris, thank you very much for weighing in.
Thanks, take care.
Gwyneth and I will be right back. Gwyneth has a full syllabus today, and we'll try to get to it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Southern California gun shop owners say the conflict in Gaza is fueling a surge in gun purchases in the local Jewish community. They noted this is the first time there's been a significant spike in local Jews and Israeli Americans arming themselves. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike that targeted a Hamas leader. According to the Gaza Interior Ministry, that strike hit a refugee camp. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill does not align with America's national security interests. This week, legal challenges aimed at preventing former President Trump from appearing on the 2024 presidential ballot in two states will be addressed in court. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, you know, we've got a syllabus for today. You're going to talk about Fauci. And did you want to talk about that or ancient civilizations?
Yeah, but just before that, there's something else that I would like to discuss, just something that happened this afternoon. So I don't know that I've got a chance to discuss this with you, but anyway... yesterday morning, I went into town and I got a friend to give me a lift into town and I picked up some packages that got posted to me. I bought some things off of eBay. One of the things I bought was a 24 volts to 240 volts inverter. Right? And I hooked it up to my 24-volt battery, nickel-ion battery, and I now have 240-volt electricity again. Hooray!
You must
now,
be delighted. Very good.
I'm stoked. I'm as happy as a pig in muck. I'm really, really, really happy. I have not had 240-volt electricity since probably February or March of this year. When my previous inverter had a problem with its condenser, and I still have to fix that inverter, but now the need to fix it is not so desperate. I still will fix it to have a backup. But I've got a bit of a lesson, something that I've learned about inverters. So if you don't mind, I'd like to go into that before we go on to the other lesson. You can have too large an inverter for your system. I have learnt that. You need to have an inverter that is neither too large in its capabilities nor too small. If you have an inverter that's too small, you won't be able to run all your equipment on it. If you have an inverter that is too large, it will chew up more electricity just to function itself than what will be made available to you to use. So it is, what's the time now? 2:37 in the morning, and I've just gone out in a previous ad break. I don't know if it was this ad break, but maybe the one just before. And I still have 21.9 volts on my battery, on my nickel-ion battery. The lights are still on. Oh, sorry, 21.8. 21.8 volts on my 24-volt battery. So the lights are still on, and they probably will be on with this rate of discharge until dawn. And then the sun comes up and charges the battery again, and the whole cycle starts all over again. And I've found that probably the sweet medium for a household of my type, that you can run everything that you need to run, not all at the same time, but, you know, you can run things like drills. I could run circular saws if I needed to. I could run grinders if I needed to. I could run blenders and microwave ovens if I needed to, during the middle of the day, that is. But I don't have a microwave oven, and I don't want a microwave oven. But if I wanted one, I could run one. 3,000 watt continuous load, 6,000 watt peak, 24 volts because I have a 24 volt battery, and converting to 240 volt because that is the standard for appliances here in Australia. My other smaller solar electric system has got a continuous rating of 3,000 watts, a peak rating of 6,000 watts, but it operates off a 12-volt battery, and it runs a 120-volt circuit, which means that for many Australian appliances, it can't run it. And because it was a 12-volt inverter, I could not hook it up to my 24-volt battery. Does that make sense, Vincent? But I still have a smaller system,
yeah,
and it's still running, I still have it switched on. It charges my phone. It charges my laptop computer. It charges my camping light. And it really got me out of a pickle back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going, oh, yes, and it pumps water. I have it hooked up to a 12-volt well pump that pumps water from my water tank to a gravity pressure tower, and that is where I get my water pressure from. And I have it hooked up to a switch, and all of this wiring I've done myself, I have it hooked up to a switch, so when I need to fill up my gravity tank on top of my gravity tower, all I need to do is flick a switch, and this well pump, which is floating in my water tank, comes into life, pumps the water up to the gravity tower, and when it's done, I notice that the gravity tower tank is full, and I switch off, and it's that easy. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I have a couple quick questions, though. So did you say you have a 3,000-watt inverter, 240 volts? Okay, that's great, because that's something that you and I talked about on the phone privately, and I suggested that you get one smaller than 5,000 watts, and it seems like you did, and that's the right choice. And you're absolutely right. Too big, there's some overhead, there's some extra cost in the electronics when you purchase a larger inverter, and also it has more wasted electricity in the circuitry. A larger inverter tends to waste a little bit more electricity in overhead, if you will, than the right size inverter. So I think you did absolutely the right thing. Next question, you said you have nickel iron batteries, which I remember from many classes over the years, and I believe you said 21.8 volts. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so you have, is that 20 cells of nickel iron in the battery? 20
yes.
Cells? Okay.
Yes.
So that's 2020 times 1.2 volts is 24 volts. If you are, you should be over 24 volts with those cells running, typically around 1.4 volts each, even though they're rated at 1.2. So you should be a little bit higher than 24 volts, when they're working properly. I suggest you consider taking
Vincent,
yes.
Vincent, this is the middle of the night.
No,
during
I know that.
During the day.
Yeah.
During the day, they typically at 28.5.
Right. That sounds good. Then that's good. Yeah. What I was going to suggest that you do is take your digital multimeter and check the voltage. You can check them when they're charging, one at a time. Take the plus of the digital voltmeter test lead to the plus of each cell, and then make a chart and write down how much voltage comes out of each cell when they're charging. And then also compare that to what happens when they're not being charged. And you may find that you have a weak cell or two. And you'll be able to identify that and watch that cell. So just a thought. That's what we do here at our farm. And Bam found at an antique store, he found an old battery tester. And this thing has a handle like a trowel. Like a gardening trowel. It has a handle like that, and it has two prongs with a meter and a shunt, S-H-U-N-T, between the two leads. And all you do is just, it fits perfectly on the nickel iron cells. And you just use this, and you press the two leads that are fixed, heavy leads, like, the diameter of a pencil, really. And they're not flexible at all. You just press them against the top post of the nickel iron battery, and it will tell you the voltage. So I can just go test almost that fast to check the cells. And they are typically available in antique stores and junk stores because nobody wants them. Nobody tests batteries anymore because batteries are they have a sealed set of compartments like lead acid for cars, and you can't test them that way. But back in the 1910s and 20s, they weren't sealed, and the straps that connected the cells from one cell to another for a 6-volt battery or a 12-volt battery had external straps on the top, and you could test each cell and see if, if the battery itself was working properly at the cell level. So that's enough about that, but I did want to share that with you. That's great. So I'm glad you're over 24 volts. Sounds like it's working. Very good.
Yeah. Incidentally, my 12-volt system is actually hooked up to a marine gel police field type battery. So, and that, and it's just one, but I've got plans to add another one, and that is a 135 amp hour 12 volt battery, and I could actually hook up another 135 amp hour battery to this one to make it a double the size, and if I could do that, then I would probably be able to run my camping fridge. I have a 12 volt camping fridge off of the smaller 12 volt system, because it's a 12 volt camping fridge, and this system charges so quickly in the morning. It's like within an hour or two of the sun coming up, the 12 volt system is basically fully charged. When it's fully charged, it has a voltage of about 13.7 or 13.8 volts.
That sounds like a new battery to me.
That's pretty good.
That's excellent. That's the top of the range.
I haven't had it operating for more than... It would still be in its first... It's been running since March.
Yeah, sounds like a new battery
to
me.
What I wanted to ask is, do you have any idea what the lifespan of one of these sealed marine gel-type batteries is?
Yeah, around 3 years. Around 3 years.
About 3 years.
Now here's how you can make it last longer. It's called depth of discharge. We'll talk about that when we come back. Depth of discharge,
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about lead acid batteries, nickel iron cells, and class of battery is a collection of cells. So if you have two cells tied together, that becomes a battery. Three cells tied together becomes a battery. So cells and batteries are different. Battery is a collection of cells. So the 20 cells that Gwyneth has in her nickel iron battery bank is a battery, but it contains 20 cells that are mechanically wired together. Now, the question was how to make the lead acid battery, of which there are two major types. Well, there's the deep cycle, and then there's the standard cycle designs. So in under the hood of your car, you have a standard lead acid battery, typically. And that lead acid battery is designed for a high amount of current, a lot of current discharging for a very short time. And what I'm talking about is when you go to start your engine, it's an enormous amount of current that will be delivered by that battery for about 15 seconds. So if you were to crank on your engine, you get about 15 seconds and the battery's almost dead, right? Okay, but you don't realize that because the engine starts it within 2 seconds. Now, what happens when you start your engine? You discharge that battery. And if you think about it, when during the wintertime, when people have an engine that's cold, it's really hard to crank that engine because the oil's cold. The parts are cold. The battery does not have its maximum current in cold weather. It can't deliver it. It likes it best around 70 degrees. You know, when we're comfortable, the battery's comfortable. So it doesn't have its maximum current delivery capability when it's cold. And the demand on the battery is greatest when it's cold for an engine. Okay, so if you think about it, when someone has a battery that's failing and they go to start the car, it goes... Okay. When that happens, when they get to that last... That battery has discharged to the point where it is never going to be as good as it was before you turn the key. Okay? And what happens is the depth of discharge of a lead-acid battery causes... When you get down to 80% of charge left, meaning you've used 20% of it, and there's 80% left. When you get below 80%, the batteries fail faster, and each depth of discharge that you have below 80% permanently damages a lead-acid battery, whether it's deep cycle or standard cycle. Okay? So they have a finite number of charge and discharge cycles. So if you don't discharge that battery below 80%, meaning you only use the top 20%, that battery will last way longer than if you take it to 70%, 60%, 50%. When you get down to 0%, as you mentioned, a 135 ampere hour or so battery, if you use 135 amperes and you take it from fully charged to zero charge, you will never get 135 amperes out of it again. You'll get less. And if you do it again, you'll get less than that. So you'll keep lowering the amount of capacity that that battery has by taking it down to the lowest level of charge. So you don't want to discharge a lead-acid battery more than 20%. That's my number. Now, some people may say, oh, you can go to 50%. I'm not so sure about that. So we don't do it. We can make our lead-acid batteries last 10 years by not discharging them, you know, past 80%. So that's how you do it, Gwyneth. And, of course, you keep it out of the sun so the electrolyte doesn't evaporate. I'm talking about lead-acid flooded cell batteries, which is different from AGM-type batteries, which is a, kind of like a gel that doesn't have liquid electrolyte. It's got a gel-type electrolyte. But the bottom line is I think you're doing the right thing. And one other thing, Gwyneth, you have 24 volts on your nickel-iron battery bank. If you had to, you could tap off. You could take your voltmeter and measure from, let's say, start with a minus and count a few cells up and measure the voltage. When you get to around 13 volts, you can use tap off from that point of your nickel iron battery bank to run your well pump. You don't have to have a separate battery system if you're running a 12-volt water pump. Are you with me in what I said?
Yeah. Well, there is a problem with that because it's best to have the same level of discharge on each cell if you can. And if you go running an appliance like a well pump off a certain section of the nickel iron, in an emergency I could do that. I could certainly do that in an emergency. But not on a I wouldn't want to do it on a regular basis because even with a nickel iron battery, it's good to have the same, approximately the same charge and discharge level across all of the cells in the battery.
Right. You're absolutely right, but you've got 20 cells.
Like to have varying discharge and recharge levels across the battery.
But typically, 10 cells is going to give you around 13 volts, 12 to 13 volts.
Yeah.
So you could take the first 10, if you had to, and discharge those with the well pump, and then move to the second set of 10 cells and discharge them. So then you could approximate the same level of discharge. You're absolutely right. Gwyneth, so what about Fauci? I guess we'll do that next week. He's a criminal.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.